April 21st, 2017. Costco, people watching. I love my Costco. I love going there to shop, and most importantly, I love watching people. Looking at people as they walk by, wondering what their stories are, and covertly checking out the beautiful girls as they walk on by. When they smile at me, it makes my day. Yes, I love my Costco, and Costco loves me back, extracting my money from my wallet. I go for one simple thing, and I walk out. Having spent $500, yes, Costco has my number, and loves me too. Long live Costco. April 22nd, the dogs of war are howling. The dogs of war have been set free of their cage and are out howling at the moon. Dogs of war have been set free to wreak what havoc might be. Yes, the dogs of war, the hellhounds, have bounded out of their cage, sniffed about, and smiled. At the destruction they saw, they knew soon they would be in the element, and the world as the world descends into chaos. The dogs of war are at foot. Chaos is upon us. The evil grows and grows, and dark noises are heard here and there. The dogs of war smiled. They knew soon they would be in the element. The war machine comes to life. Planes come out of the books. The plans come out of the books. The ability is unleashed. And the dogs of war smiled and howled at the moon. And the rest of the world shuddered at the thought of what is yet to be. Satan, on the other hand, was happy as can be with the evil ship that was going down. He smiled, patted his hellhounds, and told his dogs, "The war to end wars, Armageddon, is upon us, my friend. Soon mankind will know the face of absolute evil, and they will love it when I take over. The armies prepare, the bombers prepare, and the dogs of war are happy, unleashed to do their mischief. Soon millions may die, and the pits of hell will open. Judgment day may be upon us all. Madness descends upon the land. The fog of hate envelops us all. Reason, civilization fall away. As the dogs of war and the minions take over the minds of man. And in the world, and the beginning of the end times come upon us all. The U.S. goes bankrupt morally and fiscally, and the evil men do goes on and on and on. But the war machine must be fed, the munitions must be paid. As each $1 million missile is launched, a million more are made. The corporations think of endless profits to be made every time they kill with the war machines. Who cares about the victims? They are nothing but collateral damage. Who cares about the soldiers? Nothing but cannon fodder. Who gives a damn about the dead? They are dead and gone. Just think about the prophets. Think about the prophets. Satan is happy. The dogs of war are free as the last. April 23rd. Suburban Laundromat. Suburban Laundromat, anywhere USA. I often go to a suburban laundromat near my suburban apartment. I can sit in my car listening to jazz, classical blues on my car's radio. I watch my machine doing a suburban laundry duty. Just spinning and spinning and spinning, cleaning, doing its thing, its laundry thing. Neighborhood is anywhere USA. Strip malls, apartment houses, townhouses, fire station, police station, banks, cell phone shops, restaurants from around the world. Parking lot's edge, as I approach, I notice gentlemen of the off-grid class sitting among the hogs, stone off the semi-legal weed, smiling at me with I don't give a fuck attitude that is somewhat contagious. They tell stories, paranoid rumblings containing a kernel of truth. Watching it close like a hawk, the clothes spin and spin and spin and spin as laundry machine does a laundry thing. Fiends don't care about what humans think, they just do their duty, as a man says. Across the old rundown barrel of all the light rail line uses a right of way that takes back to the mid-1850s, the old Indian game, perhaps. The old white man turns in the first road in these parts. People come and go, some in cars, some on foot, people from all over the world, speaking languages from everywhere. All understand English to some extent, and many understand Spanish to some extent. I fear everybody's united, see people by their transience. Think back at old Latin saying, sic transit gloria mundi, and one of these on the end days, ask a laundry machine, what does it think? Laundry machine pauses, seems to think, and looks at me, almost saying, what the fuck do you think a laundry machine knows? And so I get on my things, on the regulars who interrupt the endless paranoid arguments, acknowledging my existence. Stumble back to my suburban apartment, truly paradise on earth. April 24th, I want you right now. I still want you more than anything else in life. I want you, next to me. I want you every moment, every minute, every day. I need you in my life. I need your wisdom. I need your kindness and your beauty. I need your special wit. I need your ability to deal with this cruel world. I need you to save me from the demons on my soul. For you are my soulmate, the only person who ever completed me and made life worth living. April 25th, decline of America. You see it everywhere, unmistakable signs of the decline of America is in full swing. Having gone past the tipping point, there's nowhere left to go, but downward as emperor begins to collapse. Victims of imperial overreach, like all empires before. The DC Metro on a good day is a broken down remnant of Iran's proud system of the future mass transit, proponents say. In a state highway system falling apart day by day, the cost of rebuilding America mounts, and apologists are afraid that it would cost trillions of dollars just to prevent the U.S. from collapsing into third world irrelevance. We are the world's most expensive military, $1 million per missile, and yet we can't find the money to provide decent health care for all. Bombs and tax cuts were the only things that the Republicans care about, and the world looks in amazement. The clown boy president, he struts about looking more and more like some banana republic. President for life with his family grabbing as much loot as they can from the federal government before the coming revolution overthrows them. When did we start this decline? Some say 1960 started, others say Nixon's to blame. Others claim that it was Carter's fault, St. Reagan's fault, and the other boy president, George W. Bush's fault, and Obama, the fake American's fault. Doesn't really matter. All I know is the America I knew that can do anything country is alas no more, and I mourn for our lost liberties, lost sense of purpose, lost sense that America was the last great home of mankind. Still wondering, can America be made great again, as our President Trump proclaims, the end times approaches. Nuclear wars talked about, another missile crisis, and instead of JFK leading the country of Donald John Trump. The one and only, the greatest con man to ever get elected. I fear the end in the sights America begins its decline. We will be one country or we will be roped in a civil war. Right claims the left has started and the left claims that right has started. Both sides claim that the civil war is inevitable. As a fight for the future of the country. And so it goes, the decline of empires, and I pray that I might survive the end of times. April 27th. Life is wonderful. The morning I woke up, always a good thing, at age 61. Looked out my window, saw a bright light. Night, nice springtime weather, not a frown in the sky, not a cloud high, the bright late April sun. Looked over and saw her there, and always the nighttime anxieties fade away. Realized once more, everything would be okay if she is with me, and I said to myself, wonderful, wonderful day. April 28th, sandwich choices. There are so many choices to be had when ordering a sandwich. What kind of bread, what kind of meat, or any meat, what kind of cheese, or any cheese. Whether I have sprouts or not, whether I have a pickle or not. Whether I go with a classic peanut butter and something sandwich. I love peanut butter sandwiches as a kid. Peanut butter and sweet potato were my favorite. Peanut butter and bananas also is good also. Peanut butter and strawberry jam was a delightful memory. My current favorite is a BLT with sprouts, avocado, and kosher dill pickles, heirloom red tomatoes, one slice per half, avocados, one half per each half, one half pickle on each half, bacon cooked just right, well done but not black, sprouts and lettuce just right, Tillamook yellow poke, cheddar cheese on each half, and gluten-free bread with chipotle mayo and Dijon mustard cut in half. Truly a sandwich made in heaven, and bacon makes everything taste so damn nice. God, if you're reading this poem, you better prepare them for me, and heaven will be not worth it. Does Satan serve BLT sandwiches, I wonder? Probably not. Probably you become the bacon in his hell sandwiches. April 29th, more coffee blues. One morning I drank my fake coffee. I needed to go out and get a real cup of fake coffee just does not do the trick. It tastes almost like the real thing, but does not have that kick. I needed it bad. I needed the real coffee buzz. I realized I was a coffee addict. I just needed to drink. I tried to drink just coffee, decaf, but it was boring and almost as bad as the fake coffee that I drank. Caffeine was bad for me. I knew it. But I craved the rush, craved the intense buzz, craved the hyperactivity. Kept me up all day, caused me nightmares sometimes for days on end. Knew I could not handle it, but all addicts, I needed my coffee buzz. And so I once more drank my drug of choice and entered the coffee zone. I fried my brain with caffeine, the last legal drug in the opioid in America. I smiled, I gave in to the toxic and smelled flavored of my coffee and sorted my free will. Drank my coffee, waiting for the nightmares to come. April 30th, rambling man, where do I belong? I've been a rambling man all my adult life. Grew up in Berkeley, California, went to college, Haven, and Oberlin during my last year, lost in a fog of booze and pot. Then I came back to reality and went to college at Stockton, California, Central Valley, Ohio, transplanted to California. Then I 4 years in Stockton with extended weekends and breaks in Berkeley. I became an expatriate wanderer. Peace School worker in Korea and then taught ESL in Korea for 4 years, occasionally returning my home, but always wanting to be elsewhere. Back to Korea and then Seattle for 4 years, driving back and forth to the Bay Area, shopping off in East Southern Oregon, vaguely thinking we'd retire there someday when my ramen days were over. Back to Korea for 3 more years. I joined the Foreign Service and my wife the military. Wandered the world again, always somewhere, always dreaming my next somewhere. Never there, as I was a permanent expat, diplomat to boot, never a local. Never really felt I belonged there, or in the America that was becoming more and more a foreign land. Longer I stayed away, I stayed on in D.C. for almost 10 years, off and on, but never really felt I belonged there. I was too coast, west coast in my heart. D.C. seemed to be a place to stay and just in between travels. Stayed in Thailand, later India, and Eastern Caribbean, later Spain, traveled to 45 countries, lived in 10. Now am I retired, still torn between living the expat life in Seoul, Korea, and returning to the West Coast, getting back to D.C. and Florida as well. I wonder, where do I belong? Where do I belong, other than wherever my wife may end up? Neither here nor there, halfway there, and so is that my fate, never to belong anywhere? Never to have roots in the ground, always wanting to be someplace else. Always a stranger in my native land, and a stranger in my other home across the sea. There's no answer to these questions, as a rambling urge comes again. I prepare to move yet again, hoping someday I will be somewhere I can stop these rambling blues and really be there.